8:55 here on the ticket. We are not the Musers, obviously. We are the Sweet Spot. You can typically hear us 1 to 3. Sean Bass, David Mino, Justin Montemayor, and it is time for our edition of Musical Musers. Now, Daddy did go see Billy Joel over the weekend, but in this space, I want to familiarize the morning listeners with a term called Mondegreens.
So you're just going to box out Daddy, who saw...
one of the best entertainers of all time? I mean, I'm sure it was great. We've got a few more shows. Maybe we can get into it
at some
point. Look
at him. He's stewing in there. We got to work with him the rest of the week.
And he's laughing. He's having a good time. We're having a good time. We're friends. But I went down a rabbit hole about a year and a half ago. I found a website that had a bunch of misheard lyrics. I think I first did this on Work in Progress 1.0. I've done it on The Hardline. We've done it on The Sweet Spot a number of times. And a Mondegreen is a misinterpretation of a phrase often in music where either the lyric isn't clear and the listener will kind of come up with their own interpretation of it.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It does. And it can either be, it can be just something we don't understand and we hear a song enough to where we sing it and we think that's what it is. Or it could be something where I tell you this is what they're saying. You clearly know what it is. But if I say they're saying this, your brain can kind of hear it that way. Or it could be one where the artist wants to make it confusing in the first place to make it sound like something different. There's a lot of different ways in music where you can mishear a lyric.
It's very Yanni Laurel.
Yanni Laurel is a Mondegreen. So let's start out with one. This comes to us from you remember Singular? Singular cell service.
Oh, I was going to say, are you talking about wireless?
Yeah, okay. Singular wireless.
That was my first cell phone service.
So you guys might remember this commercial. This was from 2006. This is Rock the Casbah by The Clash. Now, it's a very hard to understand song. If you hear it for the first time, you probably don't know what they're saying. Now, The song is called Rock the Casbah, so you know that's what they're saying. But this is a classic commercial from 2006.
Got it. The beat had some cataracts.
The sheep don't like it.
Lock the cash box.
Is he saying stop the cat box?
Stop the cat box.
You don't have to understand your music to understand how to get it all from your PC to your phone. Only Singular lets you take ripped, purchased, and even subscription music on the new Singular Sync. Only $49.99.
Stop the cat box.
Singular, raising the bar.
How 2006 is that?
It is.
The most.
Are you familiar with that song, Justin?
I don't think so.
It's been in TV movies. Yeah. You've probably heard it before.
It's a banger. Here, I'll play it for you, Justin. See if you can understand the chorus.
I heard Cherie, I Like It.
See, that's...
I always thought it was Cherie.
I did, too. Here, I'll play the beginning of
Cherie,
that.
Cherie, I
thought it was Cherie, Don't Like It, but it's Sharif, Don't Like It, Rock the Casbah. Or you could also hear Lock the Taskbar, if you have a PC.
Okay.
It's nerdy.
It is. Lock the Taskbar. All right, so another one. We all know this song. This is Outkast's Hey Ya. Ah.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know this one until we were at a Mavs game. We were at the Mavs-Laker game over our vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And they did like a sing-along to this song, and they had the lyrics up on the board. I'd been singing this song wrong for 20 years now.
Really?
So, Justin, I'll play this for you.
All right.
Tell me what you think the lyric is.
You think you got it. Oh, you think you got it. But got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all.
Separate is the feeling when there's, or now I don't even remember what I said.
All right, I'll play the last part of it again for you, okay?
We get together, ooh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved.
Separate's always better when there's feelings involved.
Really? Okay, that's the actual lyric. Yeah. I always thought it was sex is always better when there's feelings involved.
Which
that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then I thought they might have just changed it at the AAC to make it more family friendly.
Sure.
But I looked the lyrics up and... It's separates always better when there's feelings involved.
Because when there's love involved,
yeah,
it's called making love.
It's dynamite. I still kind of hear sex. I can hear both.
It's okay.
I think teenage me.
I think your version's okay.
Yeah. I like totally this one. Fine.
I think I just have my blinders on for that song because I love Outkast, but that song really beats me.
Well, it got so big so fast, and I think the video's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But they were playing that on, like, adult contemporary pretty quick.
See, this is... That's a high school banger for me, though.
I mean, it was
I remember when the video debuted on TRL, our freshman year in high school.
Yeah.
Everybody liked it. The girls liked it. The guys liked it. Still a good sing-along song.
I mean, I really dug, you know, Speaker Box and The Love Below, but just that song.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just hearing it so much.
We made Norm review The Love Below.
And oh, really?
That was a fun segment. But he definitely gravitated to that one.
Boy, I love it.
So, Tejea?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's probably the most contemporary
for
Norm.
Upbeat.
Absolutely.
I need Norm to do a Quimini now.
Yeah. Did he like Outkast?
He liked some of it. I think some of the interstitials between songs he didn't care for.
Don't care for that, pal. Don't need that. Yeah. All right, let's go to Aretha Franklin, the song Respect. Now, I actually have three Mondegreens misheard lyrics from this song.
All right.
So I'll play this part. Tell me what you hear. So the end of that.
Give me my promise? My profits? I heard promise. Time, honey, to give me
my profits when you get home. My profits when I get home?
What do you say, Justin?
I heard my promise when I get home, but I don't know.
I thought it was
sense.
Give me my problems when I get home. And I can kind of understand. I don't know.
She's talking about money, right?
She is talking about money, and it is profits.
Okay.
So, Sean, you're right. It is profits when
I
get home.
With an F or a PH?
I think an F.
Okay. Yeah.
Same thing.
Not Muhammad?
No.
Another one from this song. So, when the song really hits, I never understood what she was saying here. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T. What the hell is she saying?
Take care, T-C-T.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. That I don't even have a good guess for.
I always thought she said take out the TCT. I'm like, what is she talking about? So the lyric is, she spells respect, and then she says take care TCB, which means taking care of business.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know. It's confusing, right? I was like, take care of the TCB.
If you're going to use an acronym like that, you got to spell it out beforehand. That's just common writing.
So I can hear that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally from that song, here's one. What did you say there?
Running out of food. I ain't lying.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
We're hungry.
I mean,
here it is.
Sounds like running out of fool.
I thought it was running out of food.
Yeah.
Heard the song my entire life. I thought she's running out of food. She was talking about money earlier. She's trying to get her profits when he gets home so she can get more food because she's out of it.
Yeah.
But she's actually saying, you're running out of fooling.
Hmm.
And I ain't lying.
So kind of fool. Okay.
Now say fooling. Still hear food.
I hear food.
I still hear food. I'm a little hungry, but I hear food and not fooling. All right, Hank Williams. This one's a little bit of a stretch, but it kind of sounds like he says AIDS in Hey Good Looking. I'm going to throw my date book over the fence and fly me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age. Cause I'm writing your name down on every page. He's getting a book and he's going to keep it until it's covered in AIDS.
Every time we do this segment, I feel like I need to go to a hearing center because I can't make out what they're saying.
What year was this put out?
I don't think 50s?
I don't think AIDS was a thing back then.
Yeah. So. Well, he predicted the future.
Yeah, like late 80s, maybe.
They actually named it after this song.
The government had me one for five.
$5 or $10. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page.
Still a banger of a song.
Yeah, it's fine.
We've got bangers only today. Mm. Speaking of, let's go to Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
With the great Wrecking Ball, which is featured in the movie Strays.
It is.
At the end of the movie where they bite the wiener off.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
The Doug Dong.
But this one's a pretty common one. A lot of people think that Miley Cyrus says repay in this song instead of wrecked. The lyric is, you wrecked me. But a lot of people think that she says repay.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break you up. All you ever did was wreck me. I came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah, I just closed my eyes as well. Let me crash it in a blazing fall. All you ever did was
can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
See, that's one where I might have a hard time. I just hear the CK at the end.
There's one that I think you skipped over. She said, all I want was to break your walls. I thought she said, all I want is to break you off.
I thought you were going to say balls.
No.
Let me hear that. Break you off?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can hear break you off. But in the music video, she's riding a wrecking ball and breaking down walls. Perfect song. Song's awesome.
It's a good one to sing in your car when you're just driving down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Just belt it out with her.
Oh, yeah.
And you pull up to a stoplight, and the lady next to you is like, okay.
It doesn't matter.
And you look at her and go louder.
Yeah, and she'll start singing along, too, because everybody loves that song.
Dude, we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And there was this one chick who pulled up next to our cab, and she was just...
What was she singing?
Some country song, I don't know. But she
was kind of
belting it out. She had the hand motions and everything.
And we kind of wanted to get next to her and start singing, too.
We're telling our
just
cab
party,
driver,
pull up here. Pull up, let's go.
What song was it?
I think it was...
Through the Oasis!
Nah.
Just kept going?
It wasn't Garth.
I think it was Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Justin, are you aware of this song?
I don't know what the hell you just said.
Okay. So I'm going to play you this. Like, the whole song is very hard to understand.
Okay, I've heard this. Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket.
Bully, bully.
That song?
I do big horn. And a woolly dog. Bully, bully.
Could you make out anything in there other than woolly bully?
Like a wounded dog at the end?
Let's see.
Maddie told Hattie.
Mm-hmm.
By the thing she saw,
yeah. I do big horn. And a wounded dog. Wounded, wounded.
Yeah, wounded dog.
Like a wounded dog,
wounded,
right?
Dog is somewhere in there.
So the lyric is, had two big horns and a woolly jaw. So they're talking about a bull.
Oh.
A really
okay.
Woolly bull. But I thought it was a woolly dog. Like it's like a shaggy dog.
And a wounded dog. Wounded,
sounds like he says dog.
Yeah, that's
how
wounded dog.
I hear dog,
for sure.
All right, a couple more.
All right.
So this one, The Offspring's You're Gonna Go Far, Kid. And I believe they did this intentionally. So the lyric is, you're gonna go far, kid. But it sounds like they say a bad word.
Now dance, dance, man.
That's the F word.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of heard that. You're going to go far, kid.
You're going to go far, kid.
He was very Facundo-esque. Yeah.
You heard it?
I kind of heard it there at the end, yeah.
Bit. All right, speaking of bad words, tell me what you hear in this song, Dirty Water by the Standells.
Yeah.
Justin?
Along with something in Thieves?
It's very Buccaneer sounding, right?
It's Muggers.
Muggers.
Lovers, Muggers, and Thieves. What are you guys thinking?
I heard Bugger.
Bugger.
Yeah.
Buggers
There's
and Thieves.
There's just something about, I guess, the instrumentation behind it that hits.
And it was a really strong, kind of went into it.
You leaned into it.
And finally, a P1 sent me this one, and I never noticed it until this P1 told me about it. And now it's all I can hear. So this is Get Lucky by Pharrell and Daft Punk. We all know
great
this song.
Yes.
Great song. Fun song. And when Daft Punk sings the bridge, we're up all night to get, and repeats it over and over, P1 said he hears we're up all Mexican.
What?
I'm going to play it for you.
And mark that.
That's all I hear.
Mexican. Mexican, we're all 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 Mexican.
What does that mean? Like we can't sleep? We have macarenas in our hands.
Macarenas? So you mean maracas?
Maracas. Macarena.
The sombrero on.
You're like half Hispanic.
I know. There's the other half. I didn't complete the application process.
We're up all Mexican lucky.
I did hear that, like the last couple they hit in that little run there. You could kind of hear that.
Mexican.
I can hear it. Like, I never thought of that until a couple months ago, and the dude's like, yeah,
I'm not
you're Mexican.
Up
like,
all Mexican.
When you can't sleep, you're just up all Mexican.
Yeah.
Maybe at 8:40 tomorrow. Yeah, I got macarenas
in your head.
All right, there's some Mondegreen, some misheard lyrics.